Blog Talk Radio.
Don't look at me that way.
long, people. This is V, the Preacher. Welcome to Straight Up Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network, where we seek to change you socially so you understand the world and the climate you're living in. And it's be awake. It's another thing to be aware. It's been a while since I've had a chance to be with you. I wanted to holler at you, see how you're doing. Straight No Chaser is an unscripted show. As a matter of fact, I don't even know what kind of pictures are popping up with you. That haven't had a chance to address that. We do not try and fabricate this show, put it up with glitz and gloss. We just try to bring truth. And we know that truth is a weighty thing that most people deal with or even begin to understand. Truth can be a cumbersome weight, a weapon, a tool, because it has the ability to dealing with themselves, and a lot of people don't like to do that type of thing, because if reality is bliss, our people are living in heaven, and this show is designed to slap the hell out of you and wake you up. But thanks be to the Most High that many people of all diversities are waking up to the facade that is 98% controlled by the media and the Zionists projecting you a truth that is not reality. It's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. So many of you are probably watching these playoffs, watching these games tonight, which is one of the major deflections and destructions of the world, your government, and the wars, Syria's being destroyed. Obama signing more laws into place that tell people that if they lift up type rules that pertain to people like Elijah Shakur and black liberation, that you will be unlawfully detained without a trial and could be murdered and destroyed. I think that we are seeing the unveiling of a lot of different things tonight. But before I get into that, this, you may be a first-time listener, and like I said, it's been a while. We just wanted to talk about the fact that this is Straight No Chaser. This is not a paid for show, commercialized show. This is all about trying to get some more truth out there and cover some of the top stories. So a lot of things happening to our people, and you ignorant asses don't want to believe that this is all about you, because you've been appropriately brainwashed and transformed into being sheeple through media, television, MK Ultra, pharmakia, drugs, illusion, partying, and a desire and lust for prosperity and material things that you can't even understand the agenda. And they've taught you to disappreciate people like myself. And I'm glad that you think that people like myself, there's a million shows out there that are more profound than me. They give this type of information, but they've taught you to believe that these are conspiracy theorists. And what you need to understand that is we are agenda analysts, and we analyze the agenda based upon scriptures, history, facts, and things that are hidden from you. What you don't know is that Bible prophecy is to do all they can to discredit the Bible by giving you different transliterations of the scriptures. First of all, it's not a Bible. It's a history book for the 12 tribes of Israel, sons of Jacob, documentation of their sojourn in America as they were scattered across the four corners of the earth and hidden from a people so that they wouldn't all totally be destroyed. But there is a remnant that's waking up, that is beginning to preach the truth and get the people to come back to the original agreement and prepare for the next agreement that will come about when Christ comes. And when Christ comes, you know, I don't normally talk about the religious aspect that you all would say this is on these shows, Straight No Chaser. We deal with that on the Sabbath show, but I just feel led to talk about that a little bit because we live in a crazy world that's preparing people for alien encounters, Area 51, the lights over the White House. People, aliens, President Truman, the Granada Treaty. They are trying to prepare you for a new world order. And they want you to be angry at everything that's transpiring in your life because they want to get you to a point where you beg them for relief from a tired world that's filled with anger, murder, deceit, and hatred. Order out of chaos, they want to put a solution to you. Sad thing about it is that scriptures tell us very clearly, and I'm going to read this now, Ephesians 5:11-13-16, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. But all things that are reproved are manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Therefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Seek then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. You don't think that's your time? The dictionary defines reprove as to blame and to convince a fault or to confess, to excite our sense of guilt. Now, you Christians and you pastors preach circumspectly different, but understand what the meaning is. Circumspectly, to walk circumspectly means to be walk cautiously. There is coming our way that scripture tells us men fail them for fear because they will not be prepared because they are laxed. Laxed by TV, television, cable, entertainment, a want for things, material things. You're laxed. And when these things hit you, a third world war, traumatic events, pandemics, poisons, vaccinations, an antichrist, a betrayer revealing itself, what you be aliens, which in the Hebrew is alahayin, which will be fallen angels that are spoken of in Genesis 3, Genesis 6, the book of Judah, and the book of Enoch, that are going to come to deceive and solutions for the crisis of this world and do away with what you fear right now, the Illuminati. I think it's time that you do be awake and aware of the facts and statistics, because no longer do these things be from us, because they are a reality. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah! Yes, Malayana. Youngest Malayana. What permits suicide, cause you've been denied of your 9 to 5 year. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything here. And you're 35 and you still survive idle punk on a side, yeah. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, yeah. And you're riding a freak and she love how you greet and your condom deplete, yeah. And you say, baby, please, and you weak in the knees and kick off and release, yeah. Then you hear from the streets that you're full of disease and you start to sneeze, yeah. And months and for weeks all food you not eat and your weight start decrease, yeah. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you be dropping too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you be dropping too deep. You are against the beast, and when things is feast, that's when you are freezer. And you wanna bleach, and you drop asleep and machine a beacher. You exalt and the hype like you think that they might have no live gangsta life, yeah. I run off your beak and your finger breach and bad man go seek her. Then if I want police, find you with your peace and your sort of feel her. And you get released, man, I circle your knees and you think it's not real, yeah. Then two things you sleep, you go decide to sneak some coke in your creek, it's in. And go overseas and still send your reach dogs before your priest is in too deep. So don't be in too deep, for you will.
yourself like you're someone else, sir. When you just start to grow, but you think you are broke, are you seeking a show, yeah? Think you know everything and worship the bling and deny the king, yeah? Mesmerized by the beat, CD and repeat, memorizing my feature. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, your poop are incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. One commit suicide, cause you've been denied of your 9 to 5, yeah. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything, yeah. You're 35 and you still survive, I go punk on a side, yeah. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, yeah. And you're riding a freak and she love how you tweet and your condom deplete, yeah. And she said, baby, please, and you're weak in the knees and kick off and release, yeah. Then you hear from the street, so she pull up disease and you start to sneeze, yeah. And much as you weak, start food you not eat and you will start to freeze, yeah. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you will incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And you are against the beast, and when things is freeze, that's when you are freezer. And you wanna bleach, and you drop asleep, and gunshot a beach, you exhaust and the hype like you fling down the might, and no live gangsta life, yeah. And I run out your beak, and your lingo breach, and bad man go see, yeah. Police find you with your peace and you start to feel, yeah. Then you get released, man, a circle your knees and your drink it no real, yeah. And two things to sleep, you got decide to sneak some coke in your free kit. And go overseas and the time you reach start before your feces. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. Drop in the street, yo, we drop in too deep. Yeah,
in too deep.
Yes, my lion.
Incomplete.
How you mean?
In the street, yeah. In too deep. In too deep. Incomplete. In the street, in too deep.
Shalom, brothers and sisters, welcome back. Shout out to Lauren Hill, trying to lock our sister up for 3 months for a bunch of bull, even though she didn't pay those people off. We got a lot of injustice going on in the land because we're crunching into the game. This wouldn't give a damn if you know that they know that you're the children of Israel and that you're waking up. They've got their ships, NASA, they're prepared for disclosure of what they call aliens, but we know they're fallen angels and fallen spirits. They know who you are. They know who Christ is. And they're a little bit ticked off with everybody that's awakening people to the truth, as our sister has done with her last album. I think they were even more ticked off that she signed a deal for $1 million with Sony to do another album that would bring out more truth. So they did that for 3 months. We shout out, we support her. And we're giving mad support to Asada as well, who's being deemed as a terrorist. You need to know that this is on the heels of this happening to anybody that begins to distort the truth of who we are, because you can go back to any of my shows. I told you this is a matter of national defense of you bringing out the truth. People in Canada have been arrested speaking on Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. This is no longer a joke. This is becoming a reality. If you're not keeping these commandments and these laws and waking up, problem. We're living in Sodom and Gomorrah and we're being plagued. One brother comes out as a homosexual or a faggot and another one comes out and denounces it. Days within each other. Originally, I want to say that we're going to support our sister in prayer, lift her up. She's being strong. She's standing. The Most High has got all of our backs, and she's going to be good. And I know they're in fear of her doing another album, so they want to try and brainwash her and have her see psychologists to get her to renounce her stance on what the music industry actually does to our children. It's a satanic ritual, Masonic order, for all those who lust for fame in the spotlight of this world, this earth, and say they can utilize it to forth the Most High's message. He does not need Satan's platform to forward his message. When it's his time to wake up his people, he's going to do just that. Shout out to Long Hill. Be strong. Sister, do what you got to do. And that's something that we want to talk about. Tonight, we're not going to break down any particular terms. We're not going to worry about this judge ordering conspiracy re-education. You cannot re-educate something that comes from the spirit, because this is an awakening of a people, which is what they know and they feared. But the reason I say they don't care is because they figure they have everything in place to fight this battle. The FDA and the USDA are coming out saying that, yeah, we know vaccinations were harmful and that they did not cure diseases. They're saying that we're also responsible for the death of millions of birds and fish and the bees that have disappeared, because by law, they have to disclose information after so many years and tell us what they've been experimenting on and doing, and that is exactly what's coming out. You, my friend, if you are still waiting to see if people like myself are telling the truth, you are an idiot, sir and ma'am. Cancer rates are soaring. Children are dying. People are irritated. Murder is on the rise. People are hearing more voices, and it's becoming ridiculous us out here, but we do not live in fear. I just read a scripture that we have to come into the knowledge of the truth. Everything they told you that's done away with is not done away with. This is not about religion. This is about a culture and a people that were snatched away and hidden from the only one source that redeem us from this hell that is meant to destroy us. So that this is going to come down. get the dawning of the age of Aquarius that will end abruptly. Nevertheless, consciousness, red pill, blue pill. Listen, I need you to be aware of the facts of the destruction that is going on around you. We have a woman who's almost 50 years old who molests a 14-year-old child and gets 3 months probation. And then we have a young man 15 years old who's one of the top high school recruits in the country, recruited by all of the colleges that want him to squabble with his girlfriend. We do not condone domestic violence or anything like that, but you give him 3 years, the maximum sentence, trouble, you put him in the penitentiary where he will be vulnerable to homosexual attacks and risk his life and take away his career, and give a white woman, and I'm not a white hater, but I'm just going to give it clear, 3 months probation for molesting a 14-year-old child? I told you people, you, the despised people of the earth, the indigenous people of the earth, the tribe of Judah, and you African Americans, that they're coming after you and there is no justice for you. I do not want to hear that anti-Semitic, because we are the from the tribe of Shem, and we are Shemitic. There was over 200 million of the tribe of Israel destroyed and killed. And nobody wants to talk about it like it didn't even exist. It does exist, and there has been no justice, and there will be no justice for you, because we're still being lynched, shot in the back of the head till this day, and destroyed for no reason. As a people who do not have a heritage, a country, a culture, a war, or anybody to fight for us. And you, Christian, black, African, pastor, you want to fight against me while you have dinner with the government and they give me in checks to hurt up our people and destroy our communities and keep them dumbed down from knowing who they are? Damn that. I told you this is straight on, Chase. I don't have time to play with you because you're destroying a people and we're trying to wake our people up into the truth. Our heart goes out to a brother like that, who made a mistake, who probably didn't have a father because the government destroyed his family system, and he won't even be able to repent from that mistake, but will have to suffer the dire consequences. Another brother gets a contract to go play at a major college and decides, no, he wants to be a rapper, smoke weed. I think you feel that you have destroyed us, as Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, says. But know that there's a remnant waking up. We're telling the truth. We will tell the truth. We will stand and we will fight for our people until our Redeemer comes and let the truth be known. As I was telling you that they don't care anymore, the Freedom of Information Act has revealed 30 years of secret official documents showing the government has known that vaccines don't work. They have known they cause the diseases they're supposed to prevent. They have known that they are a hazard to children. And they have colluded to lie to the public and worked to prevent safety studies. The vaccine hoax is over as well. You want to say whenever we stop eating pork means we're Muslim and they worship a fallen god. Doesn't mean that. It comes from the fact that there are parasites and tapeworms in pork that go into people's brains and cause death, cysts, seizures, tumors, and they don't want you to know the facts and the truth. Let me mention something to you from a book called The Pale Horse that came out in 1981. It says the government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. This is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity, which would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms, using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called Orion. The CIA inculcated created the desire of these people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the lobbyists. And this plan is well underway and so far is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment. So here's what I'm saying. Here's exactly what I'm saying. This book came out in 1991, and you're seeing this with Sandy Hook, Columbine, and all these different schools. I had an event even at my son's school, bomb threat. I don't have time to play with that. And we have to stand on alert. They have people that have been drugged up, put into hypnosis, and they hear voices randomly attack their families, their schools, hospitals, and churches under CIA control to get you to help them to pass laws to disarm people so that tyranny can be enacted. What is tyranny? When they take away your guns, then all of the foreign armies, the UN armies that are going to come into play, can voluntarily come into your home, do what they will, just like they did in Boston, making you believe two 18-year-olds, 21-year-old, you know, just took over a country. It's a bunch of bull crap. Do the research, people. Obama even put out a warning to people to reject the voices that warned you about government tyranny, saying don't listen to that. I'm not going to go into him tonight. You can own research and know the truth about the fact that every government and country, our person, our voice that was a threat to this country and their assignment and agenda was down in the name of democracy. And it's happening now. Hearts goes out to the sister that's in asylum in Cuba who's hiding for her life, because at this point she will be destroying anybody. The brother, Malik Shabazz, who was destroyed, which was not by accident. Heart goes out to him. There are only a few people that have the knowledge of the truth that are willing to wake up and not sleep in case of lies that have been given to us through the 501c3 Catholic Church and the so-called canonical books, who don't understand the truth of what they call scripture, which is actually a documentation of the Hebrew history scrolls that tell us who we are as a people. We are the children of Israel. Don't come on this show if you think a bunch of bogus bullcrap. I'm not your joke. I'm not your clown. If you want to say something, we'll deal with it, but you waking up is a matter of importance, and it's the truth, and that's what this show was designed to talk about. This is Straight No Chaser. We just wanted to go over a few topics. Not going to be with you all night tonight. Most High will get back to you on another night. I'm going to tell you, as I always say, the only sure, for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey. It's not a destination. You have not arrived. Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, make me wanna holler, waiting to my Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call the sweet where I am. Oh, mother, mother. Ooh.